Shobhita, you said that you wanted to speak about the movie Pink.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. What about the film? You've watched it.
Yeah, I've watched it already 3 times, I guess.
3 times?
Yeah.
In the theater?
Yeah.
You love it that much? Come on. Disha.
Disha. No, actually, you know, being a girl, and especially, you know, from young, I've traveled in public transport. You know, I faced certain situations, you know, where I couldn't speak out. I've never spoken about it to my parents even today.
Really?
And, yeah. Even today, I've not spoken because, you know, like, I don't know, when we were young, it was a different environment. Now, people are opening up.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I really changed my attitude since then.
Since the movie Pink.
Yeah, actually, I was already changed, but, you know, that still gave me a motivation, you know, to push myself harder, to speak about such things and, you know, communicate to my friends, you know, if it happens like that, you know, why don't you speak out?
Yeah, I don't know why women are so embarrassed all the time. I'll tell you something, yeah. Shobhita. I have interns who come and work with us. Some of the younger girls who've joined. Now, they are having periods, okay, sometimes at work.
Yes.
They are very uncomfortable, but they never tell the bosses that, look, I am not feeling too good or I'm having my periods. Now, I tell them, is it unnatural or is it abnormal? They said, no. I said, is it under your control? She said, no.
Yeah.
I said, just tell him that you have your periods. Okay. They will understand and take a day off if you have to.
Yeah, that's all. That's a simple matter.
But girls are so embarrassed to talk about their menstruation dates and stuff. You know, they're just very freaked out.
Freaked out. And even that's the thing, you know, this men take advantage of. That's even more frustrating.
I don't know if they do, you know, because at least here, when they tell the gentleman, even they, you know, they are going to be as comfortable as we make them.
Yeah, you know, that is there.
Yeah, if we ourselves are so uncomfortable about it, how are they going to be comfortable about it? I mean,
yeah,
think about it,
that's true. Yeah, that's
so
true. But, you know, one more change I've observed in India.
Yes,
you know,
please.
I was working in Mauritius for 2 years. You know, whenever a boy approached me, you know, finding me interested and asking me out, whenever I used to tell no, they used to back off. No, only that one word.
Yeah,
no.
Because they know that no means no. It doesn't mean no.
Yeah.
Ask me 20 more times.
Yeah, but in India, you know, even if you tell no, they're like, you know, no means yes. I can't understand that meaning. No means yes.
Have you seen some of our films when the hero gets the girl after stalking her for years?
Yes,
I mean, you know.
You know, that's the wrong perspective. You know, they should stop showing such things. You know, that's such a simple word, no. In that thing, you know, he has told it. You know, no means no. Let it be anyone. Let it be your wife or anyone.
Does the movie Pink cover all these factors and aspects? Because I haven't seen the movie. The weekend is here. A lot of people are planning to go picture dekhenge. They'll go out and have a meal. So this could be a part of the itinerary. Because in fact, I spoke to Amitabh Bachchan and I'm going to be playing out his little message from the movie Pink as well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they have spoken about all this. You know, the way daily life, what the girls face.
No, I've come back from Europe and I have to tell you, see, A, I don't want to compare Europe and Asia purely because of, you know, the population that they have. Because if they had the kind of population and diversity we have, even they would be facing similar challenges. But, you know, Europe is liberating for women to travel. I would recommend every Indian woman to save up and go to Europe and just feel so free to wear what they want, walk when
they want.
Sit on a cycle with a skirt and cycle across the city. Nobody looks at you. Wear a bikini on a boat. Nobody bothers.
That's true. You know, in India, they judge you.
A girl who's smoking in public, everyone stares at her. See, I know we have our challenges, but it's very liberating for us to go there and it feels great. And I love India, but there are things.
Girls should travel, because when I went to Bali, I stayed in a mixed dorm. You know that?
Yes, yes.
Single girl, I'm a single girl, you know, and being an Indian, all was so surprised in a mixed dorm that you're an Indian, you're staying here alone.
Yeah, you know, because you saw the movie Queen, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, change is happening. It's positive. And so your recommendation to a lot of people this weekend is, if you don't have any major plans, go watch the movie Pink.
Yeah, that is, you know, girls especially, you have to watch. You know, we have to stand up for ourselves. We can't wait for another person to tell.
Yeah, man. Everybody, men, women, whoever,
everyone,
you know,
you
have to fight your own battles and nobody's going to come and fight your battles for you.
Yeah,
but having said that, I'm going to go watch Pink this weekend, Shobhita, after such a strong recommendation from you. And after Mr. Bachchan's bite that I'm going to play out right now, you should listen to him. It's a very interesting one.
I will, surely. Thank you so much for calling. Actually, 3 years back, we had spoken on Facebook, actually.
Really?
Yeah, on Davis Cup, I told, happening in Bangalore, you know, all were concentrating on cricket and no one was concentrating on Davis Cup, you know, tennis. So you spoke about it even that time.
Yeah, this was on my Facebook page.
Yeah, Facebook.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. Stay in touch and have a great weekend.
Thank you. Same to you. Wishes the same.
Bye. Bye. Bye.